Leading our news this morning, the inquest into Sydney's Lindt Cafe siege. Here's more evidence today about the life of gunman Manharon Monis. It was revealed yesterday that Man Monis sought government advice about contacting the leader of Islamic State just 2 months before the deadly siege. Man Monis was described as constantly striving for power and influence and even tried to join the rebels' motorcycle gang.
Was Monis a so-called lone wolf prosecuting an ISIS-inspired terrorist act? Or was he a deranged individual pursuing some personal private grievance in a public manner?
Coroner Michael Barnes, the federal government's plan to strip suspected terrorists of their Australian citizenship could be unveiled today. The government wants the power to revoke the citizenship of dual nationals who engage in terrorist activities. Tony Abbott has also appointed former Ambassador Greg Moriarty as the nation's first counter-terrorism coordinator. West Australian police have issued an arrest warrant for a 59-year-old man for the abduction and murder of a teenage girl 16 years ago. 17-year-old Hayley Dodd was last seen hitchhiking along a road in the state's wheat belt in July 1999. The ABC understands the man is currently serving a long jail term in Queensland for raping a hitchhiker. A 54-year-old man is in a critical condition in hospital after being shot in the head in Sydney's West overnight. Police were called to a house in Yagoona after reports of shots being fired. They say it appears to have been a targeted attack.